Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, in case you're a member of a Saudi Arabian hit squad, you missed out on the fact last night the Astros lost to the Boston Red Sox and now trail 3-1 in the series. Here's manager A.J. Hinch on him believing in his team.
A.J., you guys win the first game at Fenway, and you've lost three straight and a couple close ones late. How much do you believe in your team that they can pull this off?
I firmly believe in our team. This series isn't over. Again, what do you expect me to say, right? I mean, I'm gonna back my boys. We're a really good team, and this has been a really, really tough series. Obviously, we haven't won the last couple nights, but I like our team's chances tomorrow. JV on the mound, the lineup, the bats that we put up tonight, we'll post just fine.
They will post just fine. Game time tonight, 7:09. Justin Verlander on the bump for your Houston Astros as they fight to stave off playoff elimination. Texans face the Jaguars Sunday in Jacksonville. Two teams are tied for first place in the AFC South. This is J.J. Watt, who is tied for the league lead in sacks.
When I go back and watch the film, I click through the good plays fast. It's the bad plays that you watch in slow motion and you try and figure out, okay, where were my eyes? Where was my focus? Where are my keys? Why did I do this? What step do I need to take? Where should my hand be? So there's countless number of things, and that's what practice is for. That's why, I mean, I love practicing, because you get to go out there and you get to work on that, and then you watch the film. And so that's why this season's been good for me, is just the more game tape you have to watch of yourself and the more you get to learn from your mistakes and you get to pile them back to back, the better you are. So I just, each game is a chance for me to watch and see where I need to improve and continue to grow. I'm by no means where as good as I'm going to get yet, but that's because there's still a lot of learning and growing left to do.
J.J. Watt is the bizarro Allen Iverson.
He's pretty darn good. Yeah. He cares about practice.
He is the bizarro Allen Iverson.
We're talking about practice.
That's right. Yep. That's right, AI. You know what time it is. 4 days after the game in Jacksonville, the Texans will host the Miami Dolphins, and they will more than likely face a familiar face who will be under center for the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill is unlikely to play next Thursday night. He's dealing with a shoulder injury, and I guess the NFL is looking into how Miami has, distributed this information or how they reported the injury, whatever the problem is.
This morning they said it's now, Schefter reported that it's now unlikely that he'll play Thursday. So it's going to be Brock.
I'll tell you what, that's going to be rich.
That's going to be one of the more incredible
things. Interception really has a different story.
It does have a different story.
No, it certainly does. Tell you what, it makes a Thursday night football game a lot more worthwhile. And I mean, obviously, we're going to be excited about it, but it certainly adds a level of intrigue to a otherwise Miami Dolphin team. This is Brock Osweiler, who kind of set off the whole HEB curse thing.
Hey guys, what are you doing? We're meal prepping for the week. We've got chicken, chicken, and chicken.
Yeah, for our protein we have HEB's natural rotisserie chicken.
So what about the vegetables? HEB has Italian herb rotisserie chicken. And the fruit?
Lemon pepper chicken.
Okay, what about grains?
Barbecue mesquite.
JJ, barbecue isn't a grain.
My house, my rules.
There was a sign out front.
There you
Brock.
Go.
God, Brock. Well, that's acting too, man. It was a sign out front.
Why?
So that is Brock Osweiler again.
It's happening, man. He's coming to town.
We got
to
get through the game Sunday. Could you? Okay, just play along with me here for a second. If the Texans go to Jayville and win that game, okay. And I think they're going to win. If they win on Sunday, they're going to win ugly. I'm going to go with the same thing we talked about last week with the Jacksonville Dallas game. It's either going to be Jayville blows them out because they jump on them early because they're pissed off and murdered Deshaun in the first quarter, or The offensive line does something that is unthinkable and actually protects Deshaun and gives him time to throw, and they win a dogfight. Can you imagine what kind of fervor we're going to be in?
And you're facing Brock.
You're first place in the AFC
Thursday
South.
Thursday night football.
So it's a short week, so everybody's especially jacked. You're probably still recuperating from the Astros getting their ass handed to them by the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, all eyes are on the Texans now. And you got Brock Osweiler, who might be the most hated quarterback in the history of the Texans, coming to town.
Yeah. Well, there ain't no might about it.
Yeah, no, he surpassed.
Is he?
He surpassed Matt Schaub like he's standing still.
I think Matt Schaub got a raw deal.
He had a couple good years, like good years.
No, he did.
Good years.
And
then he just, he went full Brad Lidge.
Do you know one of the most? I don't want to say creepy, but it was one of the most bizarre interviews. We had Gil Brandt on like a Friday night.
He's an interesting guy, dude.
Okay,
he's an interesting guy.
Okay,
dude.
He goes from talking about Matt Schaub. This is on my first go around here. It's 6:10. He goes from talking about Matt Schaub and then pivots and gives us a breakdown on Matt Schaub's wife. Like, didn't miss a beat.
What did he break down? She was
talked
a cheerleader?
About how she was a cheerleader, how they met at Virginia, and how she was good in the community.
See, this is the questions they ask. Like, okay, tell me about his family. Tell me about his wife, his girlfriend. Blah,
but it
blah,
was
blah.
Just. But he was talking about how lovely she was. It was like, dude, it had nothing to do with Matt Schaub, and you start going off, waxing poetic on his wife. Talk about another man's wife like that. Anywho, Andre Howell, he's returned to practice. 21 days what the Texans have to decide before they activate him. Could this legitimately be a kickstart? Could this motivate this football team? I think having him on the field, if this guy's on the practice field right now, I don't care what. I can't remember who. We had Stanford Rad on yesterday. It's like he said, and we've all heard this time and time again. We're 6 weeks going into week 7 of the NFL season. Everybody's banged up to some degree.
Yeah.
All right. But being hurt, being injured is one thing. A potentially life-threatening illness that would not just end your football career, but end your life is a whole different other thing. If I'm anybody on that roster right now at practice, going through my, you see Andre Howell, number 2-9, doing his thing.
Hey,
I'm telling
guys,
you right now,
him.
That's why I'm, and we'll talk about it tomorrow when we do our picks, but I'm leaning slightly towards picking the Texans tomorrow because of the Andre Howell factor.
This is the thing. Teams have been motivated by players having cancer that don't even return to the team.
Yeah,
like they never play football again. Like Andre Howell, when you know a guy went through what he went through and he's out there practicing and not only thinking he's going to play, he seems very confident when he says it. I mean, it's got a lot of fire under your butt, especially when you factor in how short it was before he came back. Like, it seems like yesterday that we found out he had this disease, and now all of a sudden he's out there practicing.
No, that's impressive, and I think he is going to play, and I think it could.
I think it's a big factor. I really do. It's going to help this team just kind of get over themselves.
I think it really will, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm leaning slightly towards having this picking the Texans tomorrow. Your Houston Rockets, man.
How'd Melo do?
Oh, man. Rockets over the season for the Pelicans. They get blown out 131-112. This is Carmelo after the game last night.
It's challenging mentally more so than anything. having to prepare for the game differently. But other than that, it's a challenge all the way around. It's just a matter of how I'm going to react to that challenge.
I was ready. I heard this morning, and he goes, well, it's a challenge mentally. He's talking about coming off the bench. So we have played exactly one of 82 games.
Yeah.
And he's already kind of complaining about coming off the bench, and I thought he was going to, do the kick save at the end. He goes, well, it's a challenge mentally, blah, blah, blah. But what do you say? That being said, or something like that. That being said, I thought he was going to go, okay, I've adjusted. I'm going to adjust. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
No, he doubled down.
Go ahead and play it one more time.
Play it one more time. Just when you think he's going to say, I am going to be a team player. I'm going to embrace the role or whatever. He just actually says, it really is hard all around.
It's challenging mentally more so than anything. having to prepare for the game differently. But other than that, it's a challenge all the way around. It's a matter of
I'm going to embrace the position. That's not what
he said. Real challenging. Other than that,
I was ready for him.
I mentioned it was challenging
to throw the kick save out there,
No. After that, he just went all in. Forget all that.
Hey, what happened to that pizza they brought yesterday for ITL 100? What happened to that?
Didn't we send it to
No, everybody went, it went to the studio next door. Because trust me, after...
You sure James Harden didn't take it?
Oh. Little puffy in your eyes? Little puffy?
As Rocket Intellect said, who I think is the best Twitter follow as far as getting watching the Rockets, I think he gives some very good insight, and it's very entertaining.
What's his name?
At Rocket Intellect. He's a college student, but this kid knows basketball, and he's hilarious. He said that James Harden has a Pooh Bear belly.
A Pooh Bear belly.
Does he?
He'll work out of it.
He always does, but you can always tell a lot about James Harden by how he comes into the season in or out of shape. When he was with Kardashian, he came in looking a little poofy. Last year, he came in looking jacked, and we were even talking about it.
This year,
looks a little chubby.
And on Carmelo, I respect analytics and all that stuff and all that, but I'm not like a geek about it.
Yeah.
One number that I always follow in the NBA is plus minus when you're on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a plus five, you're a plus 10, you're a minus five, minus 10. Last night, Carmelo Anthony was minus 20 on the floor. He had 9 points, and they were a minus 20 plus minus differential on the floor.
One for five from three.
Also, this, if you're thinking about Jeff Bezdelic, they gave up 131 points last night, the Rockets. More than they did in any game last year.
Bezdelic, the former assistant coach in charge of the defense.
Yeah. They gave up in game one more points than they gave up in any game last year.
And this is the other thing. A lot of people will say, well, it's just one game. You can't overreact to just one game. That's fair. I'll give you that. I'll say that we can't overreact. But game one last year, Houston Rockets defeat the Golden State Warriors. Remember Kevin Durant hit the shot, but it was too late? So game one last year was kind of a sign of what we were going to see from the Rockets at the beginning of the season, in fairness.
And we're not necessarily overreacting, but we're reacting because it's one game.
I mean, you got the brakes tapped off you. You got the brakes tapped off you. And you know, it's a different team. So when Carmelo's saying stuff like that, who knows what happens if this team loses a few games. But D'Antoni basically said that they were out of shape. He said they were out of shape and they didn't have their legs underneath them, which... I mean, they've been talking about run it back for months now. They ran it back, and Anthony Davis just had his way with them, and so did Mirotić. So did it was
Julius Randle had 25 last night
off the bench.
Yeah,
Anthony Davis was legit.
He was. I as troubling as it looks out the gate, especially when you know that James Harden can have a very laissez-faire approach, or at least you know that's kind of the way it can be. Consumed at times. I think they're going to be okay. I think this team's going to be okay. I think they're going to get their wits about them as the season wears on. But as you alluded to, Landry, that's not the best look for the first game of the season, where you get not just get the
oh, you know, you got beat.
You got beat at home. You know what I'm
saying?
Gave
up 131.
Yeah. No. You got the doors blown
about
off
that Bezdelic defense.
No, I think there's definitely something to be said for that. And who was it? I can't remember who the guy was that they had. Was it Rodgers? Rodney? Not Rodney Rodgers, but the...
Who's that?
Rest in peace, Rodney.
Oh, that's a different Rodney.
Who the hell's their assistant coach that they think they felt like losing Jeff Bezdelic wasn't going to be a big deal?
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? Yeah, he doesn't deserve to have his name known after last night.
Yeah, that's right.
Last night when you give up 131 points. God, I forgot Rodney Rodgers is dead, isn't he?
Yeah, he died.
What did he die from?
I think cancer or something like that. He gave me his shoes when I was a kid.
Dude, he was a baller.
Who didn't?
Wake Forest.
Rodney gave me his shoes.
Rodney Rogers, R.I.P. We miss you, Rodney.
Number 54.
We miss you. Number 54 in your program, number one in your heart, R.I.P. All right, coming up next, it is. We said yesterday was a must win. Some people, tonight, it's must win. It is must win. A, who comes to play tonight outside of Justin Verlander? You feel good about that. Who needs to come correct to the plate? And even if you do win tonight, are you confident that you can go and beat this Red Sox team not once but twice in Beantown? Plus, the Texans welcome an old face. Who is it? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.